What about third line and beyond, outside of trial?
Outside of trial. So I had a lady who was very motivated, and she came from a background of means. So she had, you know, money was really no object for her. And, you know, we were treating her with radiation and spot welding, these things we could do. She was on our sorafenib study. Lenvatinib wasn't approved for her at the time, though she would have received lenvatinib. So those agents, we tell them up front, you know, you're going to be on these two drugs. She is someone who we did treat with the mTOR inhibitor and the oral chemotherapy. But I petitioned and I treated her with axitinib. There is some published data in JCO with axitinib and then pazopanib. So those are other TKIs. So if people fail one, we do go after them. But oftentimes because of insurance restrictions and they're not indicated for approved uses, we will have to go ahead and look. We also look into the TAPER study through ASCO and MATCH studies to see if there's, you know, a drug that targets VEGF, for example. Perhaps there's a TKI available. We would offer them that. So that's pretty much what we'd do.
You mentioned BRAF positive disease. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What fraction of patients are? Is this V600E? And what do you see with BRAF inhibitors?
Right, right. So it's a relatively small population of patients where we see this. So the folliculars are more likely to be RAS, and the classic papillaries are more likely to be the 600E and BRAF positive. And so we didn't participate in the vemurafenib study, but their response rates are lower than that with, you know, the TKI therapy, but not unreasonable. I mean, I think to pull the data again, I think it's 20% or so. So it's reasonable to consider. So if someone is positive, I definitely would pull them or petition and pull them into a therapy that I think would be beneficial for them. The side effect profile is a little bit harsher perhaps than, you know, with the TKI therapy. So it wouldn't be taken lightly. But honestly, in my practice, the majority of the people are able to tolerate some kind of TKI therapy for a period of time, and we don't really usually resolve to, you know, BRAF inhibition. Only it'd be for those people who are really A, have the mutation, and B, who are well enough to receive the treatment.